It was exciting. I think it was about a year ago this week that we passed the bill. And so it's very exciting to see this design that really personifies what Minnesota is all about. Extremely exciting for the team, I'm sure, to play in a dome like this, but also for the entire state.
There were a lot of luminaries who had a chance to speak. I thought it was not only a highlight seeing what the new design looks like and getting the reaction from Vikings fans who were here, and a lot of Vikings fans came to the Guthrie, but I thought it was great at the end when Bud Grant came up.
I'm sold.
The crowd just absolutely loves him, and I thought it was a perfect way to tie the evening together.
We wanted to make sure that, you know, the people that had a involvement in this legislation, the involvement in the design, involvement in the construction, were here and invited. So we had a lot of stakeholders, neighborhood groups, business leaders, but we also had a nice mixture of fans, a mixture of Viking sponsors in our front office, and so just kind of a great mix of key people in our community.
The fans loved it. The politicians loved it. It seemed like you could almost hear audible gasps as those doors opened to the city. It's just, I think, going to be a beautiful, iconic facility. I'm really, really happy about it.
As someone who has a pulse on Vikings fans, maybe more than anybody, do you think they will like the stadium?
Yeah, I believe so. I know I like it. And I haven't even fully had the opportunity to absorb all of the nuances to the stadium. But I think the fact that it has such an open feel and it's going to be so aesthetically pleasing.
And I just think the airiness of the building, the excitement, the fan amenities that are going to be available, not just for Viking games, but for all kinds of events. We're excited to be a part of that and to build a structure that'll be here for generations to come and be part of that. I think having the public now see it makes it that much more exciting, and we're going to work even harder as we get towards groundbreaking in the fall here.
Construction will begin about October 1. We break ground. As you know, we got last season, 2013, at the Mall of America Field, and then on or about February 1, we get to blow the Metrodome up.
I think it's been a great collaborative process between the Vikings and the authority. This is a huge step. I think it'll make it the stadium much more real to the public when they can actually see what it's going to look like.
It's going to be so comfortable for the fans. I can tell you right now, I can't wait to call games there.
Christian Ponder hands the ball off to Adrian Peterson, and he scoops around the left side. He zips by Clay Matthews. He runs through Tremont Williams, and Adrian is loose. He gets a great block from Cordero Patterson at the 50, inside the 40, and he is gone.